your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
God is good all the time. Good morning, Ham Josh, and very excited. Phil Wickham is joining us on the phone this morning. Phil, how you doing, man?
I'm doing so good, and I'm so honored to join you guys out there in Louisiana.
It's going to be so cool to have you with us this Saturday night at Living Word Church in Schriever. And I got to tell you, Battle Belongs. Dude, this song, anytime it comes on, it's just text message after text message. Who is this? What is this? Like, I think every worship team in Southeast Louisiana has been learning this song because of you.
Oh, wow. Well, not just because of me, because you guys helped spread the word. So I appreciate you guys partnering up with us. Man, this song has been such an anthem for me. I wrote it in the end of 2019. Usually songs like this, these fight songs, these faith songs, have some kind of foundation in it. You know, a response to something God has done in my life, like maybe walk through a situation where this song had to be sung. But this song kind of came out of nowhere. And I remember thinking, who is this song for? Because it really was speaking to my heart, but I couldn't relate it to any part of my life. And then
little did you know, 2019 was going to end, and then 2020 came.
Exactly, you know. And so we just started singing this at my church, and I immediately, in that, like what you said, like in the corporate setting, in a setting where people were singing together and praying the song together, I realized, oh, I think we got a special song in our hands, because it became an anthem for our little church community, and then churches around were singing it. And so I was just thinking, man, I just hope this brings some encouragement and hope to some people and as they join in this song too. So it's so cool to hear what you said about churches around your area sing it. So rad.
So you're actually back out on the road leading worship concerts and stuff, which I'm still trying to wrap my brain around after this past year. Did you during lockdown, did you learn any new skills? What did you do to keep fresh in your talents?
I think I maybe lost some skills during lockdown. It's not a new skill by any means, but you know what I'm so thankful for in lockdown is the first time in my life I slept in my own bed and didn't travel at all for 9-10 months.
Wow.
So for the first time in my life, I was home and I just was able to be consistent in things that I didn't realize I was missing out on, like specifically, like even just waking up and opening up the scriptures and having a daily, like this is when I walk outside, I sit on my little outdoor furniture chair and I read and I pray. And that reading and praying was always a part of my life. Sometimes it's on an airplane. Sometimes it's like listening to a quick Bible study podcast, you know, it's just, and to have the consistency of like, I cannot wait to be with you, God, in the morning has been hugely impactful to my life. And I'm so thankful for, I wouldn't say it's a new skill, but it's a new habit of like waking up early enough. Now that I'm even out on the road, it's become a huge part of my life. So like, man, I wake up early and just spend that time with God to make sure like I am walking in His Spirit today, you know? So that's been super helpful. But as far as skills, after I started getting back on the road a little bit, I realized, man, I might have lost a few.
It takes work to maintain the falsetto that you consistently hit. What is Saturday night going to be like? I mean, it's been so long since many of us have gathered together. And we've done a lot of worshiping online and through YouTube and Facebook and Zoom. But to actually be together singing songs,
it's been very, very special. You know, about 2 months ago, we started doing these worship nights. Some of these states started opening up here and there. But we're trying to be very respectful to every city and state we go to. Mm-hmm. And so we work within the guidelines of whatever's happening locally. Sometimes that's 30% full of the time, you know, in Houston, it was 75% full. And we just kind of capped the room where the city says, this is where we'd like you to be. And that's fine with us. This is what has been so special about these nights. Two things I've found, I feel in my own heart as well. It's just, I've forgotten how thirsty I am to be in community with the people of God, be in the same place with the family of God, where we are like all one in song and one in prayer. It's a part of what church is supposed to be, you know, and I get like even in the scriptures, there's a huge part of the, you know, what the church is many becoming one under Jesus, you know, and I think the most clear picture we have of that in real time, in reality, is when people are gathered together singing worship songs on the same beat, singing the same words, thinking on the same truth, singing out the same melodies. It's just the most unifying thing for the body of Christ. And so And then I saw over and over again people saying, I didn't realize how dry I was. And I feel so refreshed after just being in a place where people were seeing. So that's been a huge impact that we're seeing. And then the second thing is just, it kind of goes along with it, is just how amazing the family of God is. Like, all pretense on these nights are gone away. The only way we can make them happen and actually leave not losing money, you know, from all the travel and everything, is we're going in pretty bare. Like, it's just me and an acoustic guitar, and it's a family of God gathering together to pray and to sing and to encourage each other. And so we're kind of leaning in. Instead of being a little bit bummed that we can't go full bore with lights, camera, action, we're kind of leaning into the fact of, like, it's almost like 1972 worship again, in a way, as far as, like, it's simple and all about Jesus and all about lifting up his name. And it's just like ministry, you know, and it's kind of getting to the roots of, like, what I remember my parents talking about, because they were saved back in the 70s, back in the whole Jesus People movement in California. And I remember them talking about just all about connecting people with Jesus. That's what these nights are about, and they've been so, so special.
The LifeSongs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and hanging out with us is Phil Wickham. Phil will be leading worship this Saturday night in Schriever at Living Word Church, and it's going to be incredible. In fact, you could win some of the very limited tickets to go on the LifeSongs Facebook page right now, but today is the last chance that you have to win those. So, Phil, you've led worship. You've taken stage in front of tens of thousands of people, but most recently, you got to dress as a shepherd and lead worship for a film crew and then be in the Chosen TV series. What was that like?
Those people are amazing. For those of you who don't know out there, the Chosen TV series is based on the Gospels and the life of Jesus. When I first heard about it, I did the typical eye roll, you know, because I thought, man, another cheesy Jesus thing, you know, like Jesus TV show, you know.
But Kevin Sorbo was not in this one, so.
Kevin Sorbo is not in this one. It is done so well, written so well, cast so well. I'm so proud that anybody's doing it, let alone being a part of it. Even my neighbors that don't know Jesus, I've told them about this show because they're like, hey, what were you doing? I saw on your Instagram, you're dressed up like a shepherd or something. And I told them about this TV show. And even my neighbors who don't know Jesus were like, wow, what a moving show. I didn't know that's what Jesus is all about. You know, so it's been an amazing way to encourage people across the world. They were wanting to film the Sermon on the Mount, and it's this really epic shot, kind of like, you got to think Braveheart a little bit, where like Jesus kind of walks up the crest, the top of this mountain, and then the camera kind of like flies up behind him, and you see a sea of like 4,000 people that are actually there, you know, that kind of shot, you know, that'll be the end of the season. And they could have used CGI, and it would have been a lot cheaper, just get 10 people and copy paste across the field, you know. But they thought, man, instead of that, let's dig into like this amazing, huge amount of people that have crowdfunded our TV show and see if they want to fly out and be a part of it. 4,000 people ended up saying, I'll do it. And to do that, they had to COVID test every single person on set, which took like 5 hours. So while people are waiting in line to get their test, let's do like a worship festival. So they invited me out. They invited Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes. And the whole day, we're just like on the stage, leading worship, people getting COVID tests, dressed up like shepherds and like first century thieves and stuff, you know. Everything about it was weird and everything about it was awesome, you know. And then at the end, we all kind of got together and filmed this TV scene together. And so if anybody wants to see a little recap on my Instagram and my Facebook, we put a little recap video together. It's pretty cool.
Well, since you're now a streaming television series star, we're going to play a little game called Stream It or Sing It coming up next.
Stream it or sing it.
It's the LifeSongs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and we're hanging out with Phil Wickham, who will be in concert this Saturday night at Living Word Church. Learn more at lifesongs.com and win some tickets on our Facebook page. So, Phil, you recently led worship and then got to be a part of the crowd for the season finale of the next season of The Chosen, which is a beautiful retelling of the gospel. It's done so well in a way that you've never seen before. Something to check out. But since you're a streaming television star now, I wanted to play a little game to just see how good you are at knowing the difference between TV series and song titles.
Okay, I got it.
So if it's a TV show, you stream it, because that's how we watch TV now. And if it's a song, you say sing it. I'll start off pretty easy for you, okay?
All right.
First one, Battle Belongs.
Sing it.
Ah, good. See, not too hard, right?
Not too hard, no.
Living Hope.
Sing it.
Tiger King.
Dream it.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Good God Almighty.
Sing it.
When was the last time you saw David Crowder, by the way?
Goodness. It's been a while. Maybe like Dove Awards of 2019 might have been the last time.
Man, one of my all-time favorite memories is when you and he, and this is back in the David Crowder Band era, played a show at the House of Blues in New Orleans, and it was just the greatest concert of my life.
Oh, man, that tour. I'm glad you remember that tour. That was a moment where I felt like, hey, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, was on that tour, you know? It was the tide turning for me.
That's awesome. We could feel the tide turning there in the audience, trust me. All right, next one for Stream It or Sing It, WandaVision.
Stream it.
Have you seen the show on Disney Plus?
I actually have. I started, like, just last week, I saw it on. It's very intriguing to me. I'm a subtle Marvel fan, so I kind of was already aware of what's going on, you know. But I've never seen a show like it, and it's kind of like Lost meets Marvel. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Every episode, my wife will just look at me, and we'll both be like, "What? What just happened?"
I know.
All right, next one. Child of Love.
Child of Love. It sounds like a Sing It.
It is a Sing It. It's actually We the Kingdom. And you mentioned being like your parents from the hippie Jesus movement in the 70s. You will love We the Kingdom if you haven't been listening to them.
I don't know if I've listened to the whole record, but I got to check it out.
Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys?
Uh-huh.
Stream It?
Yes, it is Stream It. There's actually a new Hardy Boys series on Hulu. And it's probably the best show that I watched last year.
I remember reading Hardy Boys as a kid.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I gotta check it out.
All right, The Mandalorian.
Stream it.
All right, Look No Further.
Look No Further. Sing It?
Yeah, that's Evie McKinney. And finally, Graves into Gardens.
Sing It.
It is Sing It, but honestly, Graves into Gardens would be a cool vampire show.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like some Showtime or HBO show, you know, with a lot of vampires in it, that's for sure.
All right, well, you did awesome, Phil. Good job on playing Stream It or Sing It.
Stream It or Sing It.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you this Saturday night. Man, it's so exciting to talk to you and to kind of feel like life is starting to move forward again.
Yeah, we're doing our best for that to happen, and I'm just so thankful. 2020 was such a weird year, and out here in California, there's probably three or four states that kind of felt it more than others, and I think maybe this one was one. But all in all, I've been really focusing on these promises and these commands, really, in the scriptures, which seems so counterintuitive, where it's like, just rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Like, all these verses seem so kind of anti what's been going on. Like, joy? Like, how can we count this as joy? And how can we be thankful for this? Happiness is great to have, but it's not something we need to have. Like, happiness is based around circumstance, and sometimes we're sorrowful and depressed, sometimes we're happy, but we're promised we can be joyful all the time. And so where is that founded in, you know? And I just kind of been landing recently, like, joy is more based in, like, the deepest identity of who we are. When we understand what God calls us and what he thinks about us, it's like, it's founded in our identity. The happiness is founded in circumstance, you know? And I've just been, like, really resting in that. So whoever's out there, I just want to remind you guys that God is with you, that he's not just with you, he's for you. That in Jesus, in every situation, though we don't have to be, we're not going to promise happiness all the time. We are promised that we can have a deeper joy, not because of what's going on in our lives, but because of what God has done for us and what God says about us. And he's done the unthinkable. He's defeated death and grave for us. And he's forgiven us of all of our sin. He's given us a future and a hope. And he calls us his children, or accepted and redeemed. And man, those truths have just been ringing true and truer in my heart than ever. And so if that encourages anybody out there, man, just to say, God is with you. He loves you. And may you find joy that day.
Thank you for speaking that over us. That was beautiful. And a word from God. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, man.
Worship artist Phil Wickham is coming to your city for his live and in-person worship nights this February. Live and in person, Saturday, February 27th at Living Word Church in Schriever, Louisiana. Limited tickets available due to social distancing safety guidelines, so don't wait. That's Phil Wickham, February 27th in Schriever. Tickets and info at transparentproductions.com.
Life Songs thanks Allocate Ministries for their support.